Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Here's the weekend at Hodgetown has arrived. We're hanging out with Ben McLaughlin, who got the game-tying hit Thursday, the game-winning hit last night for the Soddies as they go for their third straight win. And Ben, for my money, you've got the swing of the season so far Thursday night in that ninth inning. Just walk me through that approach coming into that spot. Down by three, bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth. That's like what you dream of as a kid, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, big situation, and obviously weren't off to a hot start this season. Bases loaded, a guy that likes to throw a lot of off-speed pitches. I was just looking for something up in the zone, trying to take my best swing to where if he executed a pitch, it was a swing and miss, not a slow ball in play, and left a changeup up. Was able to stay on it and put a ball down the line that was able to score three runs, and then we're able to walk it off the next inning, which was huge.
And then last night you come up in the 10th and get the walk-off hit. A little bit of a different situation, a little different vibe with the wind blowing. Can you just walk me through last night's approach?
Yeah, I mean, crazy wind, starting to get cold. A little tough to see up to bat, so I was just looking for something simple, trying to put a ball in play. Didn't really matter if it was in the air or on the ground, just trusting putting a ball in play, and was able to find a hole and get a job done.
Walk me through what these two wins have meant for this team, because as you said, it has been a slow start. There's been a lot of good moments for a lot of people, but the wins prior to these last couple days haven't been strung together. Just tell me what these 2 days have done for the vibes of the clubhouse.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a lot. I feel like being able to win some battle-tested games is something we weren't doing earlier. A lot of teams came back on us, and we were able the last two nights to finish the job. And I just think that sort of stuff is contagious. I mean, winning's contagious, hitting's contagious, pitching, pretty much everything on the baseball field. And just being able to do it, now we know that feeling and how to get it done. So I think that's a great place to start at, and I think the momentum now is on our side.
No doubt about it. Last week, you went back to your old stomping grounds in Northwest Arkansas. Obviously, you're a former Razorback. I'm sure that was cool to get back, and I'm sure see some people that you haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, I love that place to death. It was great to see some old teammates and just be around that area. I mean, to me, Fayetteville is like a baseball heaven, SEC baseball. Some of the best years of my life. It was definitely nice to be back there.
For somebody that has never seen you play baseball before, what's the scouting report on you from you?
Just a guy that manages his at-bats, likes to say, swing at pitches in the zone, take balls, take his walks, use all parts of the field. Just someone who's consistent and just plays the game the right way.
And for you, this series has been a really nice turnaround after a little bit of a slow start, but you had that amazing run late here last year. How does it feel to be able to pick it back up a little bit from the run that you were able to have last year late to help lead this team to the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, definitely was a slow start, and that's baseball at the end of the day. Not buying into the lows, not getting too high with the highs. So I think this week has been great, just like staying the course, going through the same routine, trusting my work, trusting my coaches, my teammates. And just as I said earlier, I think hitting's contagious. So when guys around me, seeing a guy like Manny Pena, like play the way he is, like that's gonna motivate me to try and play at that level. So I think all sorts of stuff like that, just trusting who I am and what I can do and just being consistent with it all.
You stole my next question. I was gonna ask you about Manny's run from your perspective, and obviously you just hit BP in the same group with him. You're around him every single day. What in your mind specifically has he been able to do so well to allow him to have the success?
Yeah, to me, he just takes good swings. He's staying in the zone. He has got his first walk last night, which was crazy. But, I mean, he just takes his best swing every pitch. And if he swings and misses, it doesn't really matter. Like, he's on the next pitch. He learns from what the pitchers are throwing him. He adapts so quickly. And I think that's what makes him. He uses every part of the field, has a very consistent approach. And, yeah, you throw it in, he could take you dead center. If you throw it away, he can go oppo. He's just a complete hitter that does everything right.
You had a major league rehabber in Lourdes Gurriel Jr. here earlier this week as well. That's got to be cool for you guys that have the dream of making it to the big leagues to see a guy that not only has made it, but he's had a ton of success at that level. Was there anything you were able to take away from watching him?
Yeah, I mean, he's just a big leaguer in everything he does, from his prep work to on the field. I mean, he's just does everything right. I mean, he's very consistent. He's a great guy to be around, and yeah, he's just a big leaguer from when he gets to the field to when he leaves the field, and he just makes the game look like he's playing in slow motion. He's in control of everything he does, and I think that's something we all can learn from, and it's really cool to be around.
This clubhouse seems like it's a very connected group that really likes each other. Can you speak on that and how that makes a long season better?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, just being in this organization, I think that's one thing our from the top down they prioritize is just like they want us to have fun, be loose, play our game. Because, I mean, I've been around locker rooms where it's tight and it just doesn't make anything better. I mean, these guys, we all love each other. We all hang out off the field. And it just, yeah, we play 140-something games. It just makes it easier and makes going to work fun every single day.
You're a guy from Colorado. The Avalanche begin their playoff run tomorrow. What do we got on the Avs this year going into the series with the LA Kings?
Yeah, I mean, great start to the year. A little rocky after that. It's just like any sport, getting hot at the right time. I love the Avs, love the Nuggets. I think both of them have a great shot. Yeah, I think the Avs will get it done.
Double playoff season for our boy Ben McLaughlin here on the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Ben, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
We're back after this on News Talk 940 AM.